This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Well, let's talk about something that's made the news this week, of course, Uber announcing that teens in Metro Vancouver can ride an Uber without an adult present. Uber says that minors between 13 and 17 will be able to use the ride-hailing services using their parent or guardian's account to book a trip. Uber also says there's lots of safety features in place, including the fact the driver must have a top rating, agree to audio recording of the ride as well. But not everybody is completely convinced that teens should be on an Uber, those of course aged between 13 and 17. Harold Shelikins is a parent here in the Lower Mainland, and he joins us now to talk a little bit about the announcement for Uber for teens. Harold, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for the chance to talk, Jazz.
Yeah, I mean, I love technology. We just talked about social media and the in the U.S., they talked about the challenges of social media today. The Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, basically said the social media isn't healthy for teenagers, and they're warning, of course, the tech companies, but also for parents as well. This, of course, is not social media, but it is technology, and they are making it available for teenagers. Talk to me a little bit about your concerns about Uber for teens as a parent.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm a parent of two teenagers, you know, two teenage kids, 15 and 16. And, you know, I think my concerns are two. You know, one is around safety. Mm-hmm. I still think, you know, it's still pretty young to be getting in a car, you know, by yourself at the younger ages. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is a little bit about overuse, you know, that, you know, I think once my kids have access to this, you know, they'll be using it all the time, probably more than what I want them to. But the first one around safety, I think, is the big one. You know, you mentioned about them being highly rated. You know, being highly rated as a driver of adults doesn't necessarily mean that the person should be highly rated. You know, at some point, it's still kind of an app deciding. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that doesn't really make me feel too comfortable as a parent.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be hard with technology, just as of two kids. It is so part of their life. But sometimes, you know, the safety that parents worry about, teenagers just may not think about at all and are just comfortable with the technology. Do you think this is a question where government needs to step in and just say, look, we just should be banning it or not allowing it?
Well, Jazz, I don't know how much time you have for this thing today. The general topic of technology with kids is huge, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if I think specifically about Uber and Uber for teens, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely, I would trust the government more to vet drivers to be alone with young teenage kids than I would a profit-making entity like Uber. You know,
I don't think government would be able to vet them, but I certainly think government could just say anybody over 18 can use Uber, but anybody under 18 should not be allowed to use Uber.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that is maybe something. I mean, it is a bit of a concern, especially if you think of it at younger ages, like 13 and 14, to get into a car. I mean, my kids use transit, you know. Mm-hmm. With transit, there's a bus driver, there's other adults around, they're using transit at busy times. I think, you know, with this, I guess I'm mostly concerned about kind of some limits on this. It seems like to just give people like a teenager that's young, like carte blanche to be able to use Uber for teens like this. Yeah, I have some concerns.
And with transit, it's still a public institution that is accountable to the public and directly to the public rather than a private company. So there is a slight difference and a big one in my opinion. But I think you are right in regards to concerns over an app, especially for teenagers. Social media companies tell us they're healthy for kids too, or they're making it safe. But certainly when the U.S. Is saying it's not the case and parents are suing social media, it tells you there's a huge difference in regards to their idea of is safe and what parents think is safe for their kids as well. Thank you for your time today, Harold. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Jazz.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.